And there's the fanfare. We welcome back to the Main Street Studios, Matt Olien. Matt, how's your summer going?
Good, Craig.
Is it scary being a lady FBI agent?
Yeah.
Take a nice long look. A letter was left with the bodies. Signed with one word.
Matt, this one sounds like it's pretty scary. Slasher movie we have here. The movie, of course, is Long Legs.
It is scary. It's well done. Yeah, I'm on a slasher kick. We saw Maxine last week, and this is, I think, probably better than Maxine even, which I liked. And this is stylish. It's interesting. I would call this a mashup of Silence of the Lambs meets slasher meets satanic cult movie. So you got three different kind of genres all kind of in one. It's Silence of the Lambs because Micah Monroe plays this FBI agent, Lee Harker, and she's trying to solve 20-plus years of murders.
Gruesome murders.
Gruesome by this serial killer. You know, they're trying to figure out how this happens because the murders happen, Craig, without the murderer in the house. The person that they suspect, who is Longlegs, you know, played by Nicolas Cage. And he's never in the house. So how is this happening? How is this done? That's the big secret. When you go see the movie, of course, we're not going to reveal that. But it takes place in the 1990s up in Portland. There are flashbacks to the 1970s where this little girl meets Longlegs at a farmhouse. Harker's mother, played by Alicia Witt, is a key character in this movie as well. She still lives on that farm. Micah Monroe, kind of a scream queen actress, very good in this part. Blair Underwood plays her older FBI agent, boss, supervisor. They're trying to piece this together. Now, Lee Harker also has kind of supernatural powers. She can kind of sense things that are happening. She's piecing together these clues as to who is doing the killing and how they're going to find this serial killer and trap them. But as she gets further into it, our sense of audience dread, you know, kind of continues to grow. And I would say this, Craig, in a movie like this, when we feel powerless watching the movie, it's very creepy. And I think the audience will feel powerless. Like what supernatural things are going on that the agent Harker has to figure out? Will she ever find the killer? If she does find the killer, will they be able to, you know, nab the killer? And there's this sense of dread, I think, that the writer-director Osgood Perkins, son of Anthony Perkins from Psycho fame, and he's done a really good job here. There's that sense of dread and kind of murky neighborhoods, grainy cinematography that hangs over this movie that I really liked. And I think it's probably the best horror movie I've seen so far this year. Nicolas Cage, who plays Longlegs, is terrifying, unrecognizable, terrifying with an incredible makeup job that they've got on him with long hair and makeup. And I'm going to go on record. I'm going to push him for a late career, not late career. He's only 60. He's won an Oscar, kind of a late career supporting actor nomination. Very tricky to get Oscar nominations from horror and slasher movies, as you know, Craig, but he's terrifying when he's on screen. And, you know, he's one of those characters, just like Lecter in Silence of the Lambs, that seems to be pulling the strings. He's controlling the strings, and you're not quite sure how he's controlling and pulling those strings, and that's what you have to find out. I like this one a lot. If you're scared of stuff like this, don't go. You're going to think about it afterwards, but it's stylish, well done, and I credit Osgood, they call him, Perkins, as the writer-director.
You talk about Nicolas Cage and his performance maybe being Oscar-worthy. Is the movie itself Oscar-worthy?
I don't think I would.
Is this one of those ones we're going to remember like Silence of the Lambs, Matt?
Silence of the Lambs is the exception to the rule with Oscars. It was, the only horror movie really to ever win Best Picture. I mean, it's possible. We don't know how 2024 is going to shake out. Is it going to be as strong and deep a year as 23 was? Doesn't look like it so far, but, we'll see. Sometimes with the current makeup of the Academy membership and voters, you know, skewing younger now, it could slip in there. I really liked it, but it's making money. It's doing well at the box office. I think the word of mouth is good. The night I went, there were a lot of people there. I like horror slasher movies like this where there's kind of a slow build. It's not It's not gore and slashing every 5 minutes. There's a buildup to what's going on. There's an investigation. You follow Lee Harker as she investigates what's going on. Let me also tell you, there are creepy dolls in this movie, too. There are dolls that these kind of handmade wooden dolls, you know, dolls that look creepy.
Yeah.
Nothing scarier in movies, Craig, than dolls and little girl ghosts, right? Those are just, those are things that terrify us. So these dolls are creepy. They're important to the plot, very important to the plot. So keep an eye on these dolls when they pop up, when they find them and kind of piece things together. That's also crucial to the plot.
This wasn't filmed in the basement of my neighbor's home in Riverton, was it, Matt? We would go downstairs and there were just these wonderful, wonderful older folks, great, great neighbors, two sisters and a brother. Our kids loved them, but she had an incredible doll collection downstairs that she loved. And I thought it was about the creepiest thing I'd ever
And you know they're just going to come alive at night, right? They're going to start looking at you, right?
I hope they never got into our home next door.
Anyway, I recommend Long Legs, one of the better movies I've seen this year.
All right, let's go on to our trivia question for the day, Matt. Of course, Nicolas Cage won the Oscar for his best actor role in Leaving Las Vegas at the 68th Academy Awards. Mm-hmm. Who won Best Actress that year, and also which picture won Best Picture?
Best Picture was Braveheart, the Mel Gibson movie, and Best Actress was Susan Sarandon for Dead Man Walking.
Your recollection is phenomenal, Matt. Thanks for joining us again on Main Street.
You bet.